I see all with my eyes closed. I see all with my eyes closed.
I close my eyes, and when I do that, I see all the world. I see all that exists. I see my life. I see everything beautiful and everything meaningful. When I close my eyes, I shut off the current activities that are going on around me, and I look at the allness that is within me. As I look at the allness that is within me, I see peace. I see the intense ideas that are so beautiful and so wonderful and so uplifting. I see my imagination taking soaring, just like Einstein when he closed his eyes, he saw his imagination. And his imagination carried him into all of the heights of fancy that turned him on, all the heights of imagination that made him the genius that he was. You too can be the genius that you are by closing your eyes, listening to that voice within you that reveals to you the divine that you are, the magic that you are. It's not so difficult. It's just a matter of starting a new habit. Instead of looking with your eyes and seeing the things that are going on around you, which are the reflection of what's going on within you, look within you. Look within to that divine center within you. And as you look within to that divine center within you, you see something that is so beautiful and so fulfilling, so rewarding, so unimaginable that your imagination just takes flight and brings to you all those dreams that you may have wondered about. They're yours right now. They're yours, and they always will be yours. They're yours because they're beautiful, because they're wonderful, because they're dynamic, because they're magic. They're yours because they're waiting to be revealed from the inner to the outer. Can you take that imagination that's in you and fly with it? Can you take that dream within you and put feet under it and let it romp around in your world? And let it be something so glorious that it makes you feel that you're the greatest thing in the world. This is how geniuses are working. A genius listens to the divine within him, within her, within whoever they may be, even to a little child. We've seen many little children who were very unusual, playing the piano at a very early age, sitting at the piano, hearing their mother play, and then they play exactly what she does. It's all a matter of what we tune into. It's all a matter of where we tune into. And when we tune into our inner self, when we tune into our heart, when we tune into the joy within us, when we tune into the magic within us, we release that magic and let forth all of the dreams that we could ever have. When Mozart listened within himself, he listened so letter perfect that every note that he wrote down was an exact replica of the note he heard in his consciousness. And these were notes that are available to everybody in the universe. But Mozart listened and wrote them down, and he wrote them down perfectly. He did not need an eraser. He did not need to do anything when he had his pen and ink and he was writing the notes down. He wrote them down absolutely, magnificently. You too, and I, we have within us that same genius, that same magic, that same divine quality. We have that ability to take those dreams that are within us, that we see with our eyes closed, and bring them forth into expression in our world. bring them forth in expression to in our world as complete as Mozart did, as complete as many of the other great musicians have done. The great composers of the world listened to the divine within. When the car manufacturers are thinking up new designs and new thoughts for cars, they have a whole team of designers working in their field and bringing forth from their inner imagination, bringing forth from their inner dream self, ideas for cars, ideas that are so utterly beautiful, so utterly magnificent, that it makes them change the design of their whole industry almost, and it's beautiful. Google's car is a crazy car. It's a car where you sit inside of it and you don't even have to look out the window. And the car will drive itself safely, perfectly, from point A to point B and take you there. Now, what imaginative idea brought that forth? What imaginative idea? Somebody sat there for a moment with their eyes closed, listening to the divine within them, and brought it forth. But not only one. Many around the world are doing the same thing. The idea catches fire. It's always there for everybody. If you want to design cars or airplanes or houses or whatever, it is there for everybody. And as you close your eyes, you cut off all the outer expressions that are already revealed, and you bring forth what is not revealed yet, what is not yet unfolded in the universal consciousness outside. It may be somewhere. It may be in somebody's dream, and they've written it down or wrote it down or drew it down on a piece of paper. But you can do it perfectly. Massimo Arnoldi has taken the iPad to a great height, and he runs his business on this larger iPad. And he draws pictures of the various things that he's working on and shows it forth beautifully, fantastically. He carries it with him wherever he goes because his ideas pop into his head whenever he's going anywhere or doing anything. And it operates on his own inner power. And so he can draw on this infinite sheet of paper. He can draw on this tablet and bring forth beautiful ideas. And he's a wonderful success in everything he does because Massimo listens to the divine within him. He listens to God in him as him. He listens to this magic in him. And as he listens to this, it tells him everything he wants to know, perfectly, wonderfully. And it's interesting. He turns things over to other people to do. And sometimes they do not do them as perfectly as they should do them. And he does not get upset about it. He merely closes his eyes and says, I see it done now. He merely goes to his iPad and he draws the picture and sends it to the people. He communicates with his world through his iPad, and it is most exquisitely done. It is most beautifully done, most fantastically done. Now, there are many Mozarts and Arnoldis, and there are many geniuses in this world, all waiting to reveal the divine within them to the universe around them. But first they close their eyes, and they see the magic, and then they bring it forth in its fulfillment to the glory of the magical idea itself. And it is revealed for all beings, all mankind. And it is wonderful. Know this for yourself. Do this for yourself. You can. And you are doing it more than you realize. I know I'm doing it more than I realize. And I love it. Just so as I love you. I love you. I love you.